It looks like a lot of animals got involved in the English language. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel is all about comprehensible input. This is a terrific way to improve your level of English listening comprehension and speaking ability. If you need more information on how comprehensible input works or how you can use it, I have a lot of videos on those topics. I started out by speculating that animals have gotten involved in the English language. Indeed, they have. There are a lot of expressions that are used in daily conversation that refer to animals, sometimes in a comical way, usually in a metaphorical way. Let's go through a few of these expressions. Now, these are not going to be a vocabulary list. No, I'm going to tell you little stories about how these expressions are used in the day-to-day. The first one is funny. I smell a rat. If somebody smells a rat, what they're saying is that they are suspicious about something. They have discern something about the situation that suggests that it's not good. It's a casual expression. It's a fairly specific expression about a suspicion that something has gone badly or will go badly. While we're on the topic of rats, you might hear someone refer to a rat race. It was a rat race. The rat race is when someone is involved in a very competitive, hectic situation. It could be a lifestyle description. If somebody is working long hours with high stress and not getting a lot of benefit from their efforts, that is a rat race. Now, if you are in a rat race, if you find yourself in a rat race, you might want to take the bull by the horns. So that's a metaphor. No actual bulls are involved, but it does give you a picture of what you're doing. The advice is to confront the problem directly. If you take a bull by the horns, you are confronting that bull. This would not be something you'd want to do literally. But if you say you are taking the bull by the horns, or someone should take the bull by the horns, we are advocating a direct confrontation of the problem. Another rat expression I have heard and enjoyed, someone being referred to as an experienced rat in an old maze. Psychology experiments done decades ago, and perhaps still ongoing, put a rat, an experimental subject, into a maze, and then the rat is tasked with finding food, for instance. It is known that if the rat is in a new maze and is unfamiliar, it will take that rat longer to find the prize. An experienced rat in an old maze refers to someone with a lot of experience in a very familiar situation. It serves as an explanation for success by that person. Now, you might hear that someone chickened out. In English, it's common to refer to cowardice in terms of a chicken. Now, I don't personally know whether chickens are cowardly or not, but it is part of the language. So if someone chickens out, that is, they withdraw out of cowardice. You might also hear reference to another barnyard bird, a goose, because a goose might be mentioned in the phrase wild goose chase. Again, this is a metaphor. If something is a wild goose chase, it is being depicted as a pointless, futile effort. Continuing in the area of waterfowl, you might hear reference to a sitting duck. It comes out of bird hunting, out of hunting waterfowl. A sitting duck is an easy target. If someone or something is a sitting duck, they are easy prey or an easy target. There's a phrase that seems to be popular in corporate speak, in corporate lingo, the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room refers to a topic or an issue that people are aware of but choose not to speak of. Now, the insect world does not want to be left out of the English language. I have a couple of common expressions that refer to insects. There are many, certainly, but I offer you two today. One is, if I were a fly on the wall, or I would like to be a fly on the wall. So if someone is a fly on the wall, they are an observer of the event, but not a participant. Perhaps a secret observer, because in general, flies on the wall are not really observed by people. I think of a fly on the wall as an observer that does not participate in the event, who goes unnoticed. Another way insects can be conjured up in English is in the expression, make a beeline. Bees fly, and this expression indicates that a bee flies straight. So if you make a beeline, you are traveling directly toward the objective. In English, a beeline does not indicate a meandering path. It's a direct path. So this has been a sampler of a bunch of expressions that are in the English language, that are used in the day-to-day. They're common expressions, and they invoke the names of animals. You will see many others during your language learning journey. Having seen these, I'm hoping and expecting that when you encounter other expressions referring to animals, that you will have a little insight and get a better grasp on what those new expressions mean. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.